Listening comprehension. Listen to the following text about Jake, the new boy. You can hear the text two times. Please read the questions of part A first. Part A. We're in Nuremberg, Germany. It's the 12th of September, and the second day of the new school year. The children of Class 6B are waiting for their English teacher. Jake is sitting in the front of the classroom. He's really excited, because he is new. Jake is from London. He and his family arrived in Germany only a few days ago. Yesterday, Jake was really surprised. Everything is so different here. Nobody wears a school uniform, and some teachers even wear jeans. He does not speak German very well yet, but the next lesson will be an English lesson, so he'll be fine. It's a quarter to ten, and the classroom door opens. Two teachers come in, a man and a woman. The man's name is Mr. Beck. And the woman's name is Mrs. Green. She teaches English and geography and comes from their partner school in Auckland, New Zealand. She is here for Mrs. Schmidt, who is in New Zealand now. Mrs. Green is tall and has short blonde hair, blue eyes, and a great big smile. Mr. Beck is their new French and history teacher. He has really black hair and looks very friendly. The class all say hello to the two teachers, and Mr. Beck tells them that their first French lesson is on Thursday. He asks them to bring something French with them. It can be food, music, or a picture. Mr. Beck then goes off to another classroom. Mrs. Green puts her books on the desk and her bag on the chair and starts speaking to the class in English. What a surprise for Class 6B! After 6 weeks' holidays. But to Jake, Mrs. Green sounds just like the people back home.
Class 6B, I am your new English teacher, Mrs. Green. I'm here at your school for all of this year, and Mrs. Schmidt, your teacher from last year, is at my school in Auckland. I am also your geography teacher, so this year your geography lessons are in English.
Some students don't look very happy when she says that. But Jake really likes the idea. Geography in English, that's easy.
My parents are English and my husband Pete is American. Pete, our kids and I arrived in Nuremberg on the 1st of September. Now everyone in my family is learning German.
We're in Nuremberg, Germany. It's the 12th of September, and the second day of the new school year. The children of Class 6B are waiting for their English teacher. Jake is sitting in the front of the classroom. He's really excited, because he is new. Jake is from London. He and his family arrived in Germany only a few days ago. Yesterday, Jake was really surprised. Everything is so different here. Nobody wears a school uniform, and some teachers even wear jeans. He does not speak German very well yet, but the next lesson will be an English lesson, so he'll be fine. It's 9:45, and the classroom door opens. Two teachers come in, a man and a woman. The man's name is Mr. Beck, and the woman's name is Mrs. Green. She teaches English and geography, and comes from their partner school in Auckland, New Zealand. She is here for Mrs. Schmidt, who is in New Zealand now. Mrs. Green is tall and has short, blonde hair, blue eyes, and a great big smile. Mr. Beck is their new French and history teacher. He has really black hair and looks very friendly. The class all say hello to the two teachers, and Mr. Beck tells them that their first French lesson is on Thursday. He asks them to bring something French with them. It can be food, music, or a picture. Mr. Beck then goes off to another classroom. Mrs. Green puts her books on the desk and her bag on the chair and starts speaking to the class in English. What a surprise for Class 6B after 6 weeks' holidays. But to Jake, Mrs. Green sounds just like the people back home.
Class 6B, I am your new English teacher, Mrs. Green. I'm here at your school for all of this year, and Mrs. Schmidt, your teacher from last year, is at my school in Auckland. I am also your geography teacher, so this year your geography lessons are in English.
Some students don't look very happy when she says that, but Jake really likes the idea. Geography in English, that's easy.
My parents are English and my husband Pete is American. Pete, our kids and I arrived in Nuremberg on the 1st of September. Now everyone in my family is learning German.
Now you can hear Part B. Please read the questions of Part B first. Part B. Mrs. Green then asks the class what they did in their holidays. Three of the girls went to a summer school in England. Many children were at the beach, and some of the pupils visited their grandparents. They all had a good time with their friends. Jake doesn't say very much. Thinking about his friends in the UK makes him sad. The pupils in Class 6B have lots of questions for Mrs. Green. They want to know about New Zealand and about school there. So she tells the class about her school and about something very special they do there.
You all know New Zealand is very far away from Germany and it is really expensive for families to come here. So my school takes the German classes on long weekends from Friday to Monday. The pupils all stay in one big house. Everybody has to speak German. They cook and eat German food, play typical German games, watch movies in German and sing German songs. This year, the German classes went sailing for 4 days. This helps the pupils at my school speak German better and it's lots of fun.
The children in Class 6B talk about all of this. They like the weekend idea. And suddenly, Jake says something too. He has an idea. They can have a long weekend at his new house. It's big, and they've got a nice garden, which is perfect for camping. Everybody in his family speaks English, of course. They all love the idea, and everyone is laughing and shouting. But in German. Oh dear, Mrs. Green doesn't understand much. She isn't angry. She's smiling.
Well, 6B, this sounds like a brilliant idea. But we must ask Jake's parents first. We can talk about all the rest next week. Let's get started now. We want to make sure that you understand Jake and his family if we go there.
Mrs. Green then asks the class what they did in their holidays. Three of the girls went to a summer school in England. Many children were at the beach, and some of the pupils visited their grandparents. They all had a good time with their friends. Jake doesn't say very much. Thinking about his friends in the UK makes him sad. The pupils in Class 6B have lots of questions for Mrs. Green. They want to know about New Zealand and about school there. So she tells the class about her school and about something very special they do there.
You all know New Zealand is very far away from Germany, and it is really expensive for families to come here. So my school takes the German classes on long weekends from Friday to Monday. The pupils all stay in one big house. Everybody has to speak German. They cook and eat German food, play typical German games, watch movies in German, and sing German songs. This year, the German classes went sailing for 4 days. This helps the pupils at my school speak German better, and it's lots of fun.
The children in Class 6B talk about all of this. They like the weekend idea. And suddenly, Jake says something too. He has an idea. They can have a long weekend at his new house. It's big, and they've got a nice garden, which is perfect for camping. Everybody in his family speaks English, of course. They all love the idea, and everyone is laughing and shouting, but in German. Oh dear, Mrs. Green doesn't understand much. She isn't angry. She's smiling.
Well, 6B, this sounds like a brilliant idea, but we must ask Jake's parents first. We can talk about all the rest next week. Let's get started now. We want to make sure that you understand Jake and his family if we go there.
This is the end of the listening comprehension.